The Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 27th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. President Joe Biden is releasing a slew of executive orders aimed at curbing pollution, conserving natural lands, and addressing environmental justice.
Among the orders, he'll establish a new Office of Climate Change at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to address the overlap between global warming and public health, as well as forming a new National Climate Task Force. Susanna Tuttle of North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light says the actions are welcome and convey the urgency of the climate crisis that many people face, especially those in coastal communities.
The Biden administration is taking important action to protect the health of our communities, the public lands, oceans and waters we enjoy, the wildlife that we treasure, and the future of our climate.
She says research shows investing in clean energy will help create good jobs and spur long-term economic growth. She also notes the administration's actions are in step with Governor Roy Cooper's statewide clean energy plan, which calls for a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Andrew Lewandowski is a pediatrician in Madison, Wisconsin, and says health professionals are taking notice, giving the connection between climate change and human health.
You can't, measure something in a child and say, oh, you know what, as a result of climate change, this happened. However, as we look at those climatic factors and influences on disease, we know that some of those factors are going to be more likely.
One example, health experts say ground-level ozone from air pollution adversely affects people with asthma and other respiratory issues. Meantime, Eric Tegedoff reports a measure in the Washington State Legislature would make justice for all communities the bedrock of environmental policies in the state.
The Healthy Environment for All, or HEAL Act, would incorporate environmental justice for communities of color and frontline communities into law. Guillermo Rogel is with the group Front and Centered, which is leading the effort on the HEAL Act. He says the bill would guide the state as it confronts climate change.
The communities who have been most impacted by pollution are going to be at the forefront of the decision-making process and helping ensure that investments go to the communities who are most impacted. And so that's where we needed this piece of legislation in order to put that into Washington state statute.
Rogel says the federal government has a definition for the term environmental justice, but supporters of the HEAL Act want to see Washington state go further. The bill had a public hearing last week.
Environmental justice groups there still waiting on a final draft of the bill, which is known as Senate 5141. This is PNS. The government is working to buy 200 million more doses of COVID-19 vaccines. And as the pandemic reinforces the value of caregivers, groups in Virginia are urging state lawmakers there to pass a trio of bills they're calling the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights.
They'd help more than 60,000 nannies, cleaners, and home care workers gain worker protections. Ingrid Vaca, an undocumented housekeeper from Bolivia, says this kind of support is especially important during the pandemic, as she and her colleagues have lost clients over concerns about spreading the virus. And last fall, she and her two children contracted COVID-19. Vaca says she and others desperately need support, like paid time off and unemployment insurance.
It's really hard because we don't have any protections, and also, if we have to eat, we have to pay that rent.
Senate Bill 1310 would add domestic workers to all Virginia's existing worker protection laws. I'm Diane Bernard.
President Biden last week signed executive orders ending the travel ban for Muslims, preserving the DACA program, and creating an 8-year pathway to citizenship. This week, a new Way Forward Act was introduced in the House to reverse immigration laws related to mandatory detention. Susie Scullin is with the group Individual CLE.
A big fear is that now that Biden is in office and that Democrats are in the majority, folks are going to start to pay a little bit less attention. And it is.
The act would also ban for-profit immigration detention centers. A newly completed oyster habitat in Galveston Bay promotes conservation while still recognizing the importance of commercial oyster harvesting to the region's economy. Lauren Williams is with the Nature Conservancy.
The oyster reef that we constructed in Galveston Bay is using a model in which we restore the reef, and part of it is sanctuary style, and the other part of it is able to be commercially harvested.
Finally, health disparities in the U.S. are getting more attention between the pandemic and last year's social justice programs. Mike Moen reports in Iowa certain barriers are being addressed, including mistrust of health agencies and providers.
State health officials say Iowa mirrors national data for people of color experiencing negative health outcomes. They note the state's black population has the highest rate of mortality in almost every cause of death, not including suicide. Isaiah Knox is with Urban Dreams, a statewide nonprofit that helps reduce racial barriers.
I think the biggest thing is that too many times organizations, hospitals, or, you know, anybody that wants to all of a sudden reach out only comes out every once in a while, and if it's a benefit to them.
There's more on the American Heart Association website on efforts to end structural racism. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on some of the nation's most interesting radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.